This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. I'm loving some of you guys are texting me how they got people to vote. You know, knocking on doors, talking to people, picking up the phone, making phone calls. Seriously. And we need to be doing the same thing. No, really. You need to be doing the same thing. You know, if you really believe what you say you believe, pound pavement, pound telephone, do something. Instead of screaming and yelling about the fact that, we can't win anyway. No, we can. We can if you get out and pound pavement. We can if you truly want to make a difference. If you don't, we'll lose. Every single time. And you won't even have to work at it. How do you like that? So I'm hearing that Trump's going to make some remarks here shortly. I don't know if I can get them to you, but I will try. But he's just cleaning the floors with Haley. And I would, if I was her right now, I would just bow out gracefully before it gets even worse. And yes, I do feel bad for her. I know she brought it upon herself. But she didn't do it all by herself, sitting in the living room going, I can do this, I can beat this, I can. I am sure there were people behind her going, you've got to take him on, you've got to beat him. And you know that as well as I do. Anyway, some of you that are actually paying attention, you know that as well as I do. So, again, pay attention, watch what's happening around you, open your mouth. You know, say something. Trump is just mopping the floor with her. And the others. The others don't stand a chance either. Seriously. Right? When you're looking at, let me get some of these numbers again. Somebody's already told you about. The Alaska caucus, they haven't reported yet. They won't report for a while, but he's got Alabama. And these numbers are big. He's got Alabama, he's got Arkansas, he's got Colorado. Boy, they got egg on their face, right? Massachusetts, Maine. I wonder what the outcry would have been in Colorado if it didn't go that way. He's got Minnesota, and again, these are big numbers. If they're close, I'll tell you. North Carolina, Oklahoma. Yeah, I love that. Did anybody know who Ryan Binkley is? Anybody? How about David Stuckenberg? Anybody know? Anybody? Hey, I'm asking. Now we know Vivek. Chris Christie in Oklahoma. He came in third. No, fourth. I'm sorry. I apologize. Asa Hutchinson, I didn't even know he was running to begin with, right? Trump run to Tennessee. He won Tennessee. And really, truly mopped the floor with her there. Got her in Texas. Virginia. I know originally they were hanging back on that. It does look like it. She may take Vermont, but as you heard, and by a very, 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 very slim number. But as you heard, there were Democrats going to vote for her. And they were voting for her because they hated Trump. They just came out and said it. But Trump took North Dakota. Yeah, she has no chance on any of these. And again, like I said, I would definitely bow out gracefully if I was her. And you know Biden's going to take the rest of them. They don't care that he can't even find the podium. They really don't. I guess that's all they have to choose from. This ought to be good. This ought to be very interesting as the night goes on. You know, you heard all the attacks on SCOTUS after the ruling that Trump needed to stay on the ballots, that it was unconstitutional to take him off. And to show you that the left is so unaware of themselves, as I like to say, they're so self-unaware, that the Democrats are attacking Justice Thomas. Said he should have never voted. He didn't have a right to vote. He should have recused himself because of his wife, her interaction with Trump, all of that. But here's what I find really interesting. I want you to think this through, okay? Especially if I got some of you Democrats hiding around the corner listening. I mean, think about it. This was unanimous. Nine people, nine justices, right, said that the states did not have, and they all agreed. All of them agreed. If you got Kagan, you had the rest of them, right? That the states are without authority to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. All of them. And that Trump was to be put back on the ballot. Now, the Supreme Court's opinion clarified that in the responsibility of Congress, not the states, to apply Section 3. Now, the ruling was particularly noted for its lack of dissent among any of the justices, including some of the more hardcore left members, right? Sotomayor, Kagan, Brown. And yet the left is mad that Clarence Thomas didn't recuse himself. Would it have made a difference? The ruling was 9-0. And who do they go after? The black man. Go ahead, let that sink in. Joe Messina, your host. Brad Dacus joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I'm just enjoying the moment. All right, Joe Mancino, sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins will join us in the next hour because we're having some technical challenges. We'll have him worked out, I promise, because we need to have him on. Lots of stuff I want to talk to him about, a lot of things I want to get through with him, things that you need to know about that, frankly and honestly, there's still a war on Christianity in this country. Whether you want to hear it or not, I mean, many of you thought that was going to go away when Trump became president. It's like, no. They're going to double and triple down on you. Out of your mind? They're not interested in playing nice. Are you serious? No, not on your life. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're you know, going through things with me. Right? Looking at things with me. Now, Trump is giving some remarks right now. I wish I, you know what? I would love to be able to get that up on the screen. And, you know, again, he deserves to win. He's been working hard. They've been beating the crud out of him. I love how they call, don't you love how they call him the, what do I want to say here? He's the bad guy. He's the nasty one. And yet, look at the stuff that they do on a regular basis. Look at the stuff they do to him on a regular basis. I find it just, it's so curious. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Maybe, yeah, you know what? Let's listen to a few minutes. If I can pull this off, let's do a few minutes of his speech.
Overrun with migrant crime, and that's Biden migrant crime, but it's a new category of crime, and it's violent, where they'll stand in the middle of a street and have fistfights with police officers, and if they did that in their countries from where they came, they'd be killed instantly. They wouldn't do that. So the world is laughing at us. The world is taking advantage of us. 3 years ago, we were at a level, we were energy independent, we were going to be very shortly energy dominant, and today we're getting oil from Venezuela, can you believe it? And we're doing numbers on that oil. You know what we're doing? We're refining the oil. We have our refinery for that oil. It's really, I call it tar. It's not oil, it's terrible. We have real stuff. But we're refining it in Houston. So for all of the environmentalists, you ought to look at that, because all of that tar is going right up into the atmosphere. You just ought to take a look. It's the only plant that can do it. We have the only plants that can take tar and make it into oil, and that's what it is. It's a shame. But we were energy independent. We were going to be energy dominant. We were going to be supplying oil to Europe, all over the world. And then a tragic thing happened during the election. It was a tragedy. Because you wouldn't have, think of it, all of the problems that you have today, I don't think you would have had any of them. You'd only have success. And that's what's ultimately going to unify this country and unify this party. We have a great Republican Party with tremendous talent. And we want to have unity. And we're going to have unity. And it's going to happen very quickly. And I have been saying lately, success will bring unity to our country. And it happened before. We had the best economy our country's ever had. And people were calling me that I would have said, will never happen. It'll never happen. They wanted to get together African American, Asian American, Hispanic American, women, men, people with diplomas from the best schools in the world. And people that didn't graduate from high school, every single group was doing better than ever before. And it was a beautiful thing. Our country was coming together. Our country was coming together. And now we have a very divided country. We have a country that a political person uses weaponization against his political opponent. Never happened here. It happens in other countries, but they're third world countries. And in some ways, we're a third world country. We're a third world country at our borders, and we're a third world country at our elections. And we have to stop that. We need a fair and free press. The press has not been fair, nor has it been free, but maybe someday they will be. They're being beaten up pretty badly. People aren't trusting them. They're not believing them. And really, it's a very important factor. The press used to be the policeman. It used to police our country. Now nobody has confidence in them, and we have to get that confidence back. It's so important for the success of our country. So important. So this has been a day that we've been waiting for. I want to thank my family for being here. It's a great family. I have a great family. They've had it very easy since I decided to run for politics. They say, thanks a lot, Dad, we appreciate it. But they're strong and they're very capable people, and they love the country. They really do love the country, and we appreciate it. And I want to thank everybody, my staff, Susie, Chris, incredible job. Incredible job you're doing. I read an article yesterday where it said this is one of the finest run campaigns that anybody has ever seen. That's pretty good, right? That's pretty good. It's really a statement. And we have no choice, because November 5th, it's right around the corner, November 5th is going to go down as the single most important day in the history of our country. To make it like it should be, respected. Right now, we're not respected. Right now, our country is known as a joke. It's a joke. Other leaders who I speak to, other leaders can't believe what happened to us, because 3 years ago, we were the most respected country anywhere in the world by far. We were doing things that nobody could believe. China was paying us billions and billions of dollars. 5 years, they paid us nothing, zero, not 10 cents. I was getting billions of dollars, and they were happy about it, as happy as you can be. Of course, maybe there's reasons for things having happened, but they were not so happy with certain things, I guess, based on things that took place, but they were...
I thought you'd enjoy a few minutes of that. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more than the Joe Messina Show in just a few minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung three or four times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right, so it gets my little Latin blood going a little bit. What can I tell you? Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. So much appreciate your time that you're spending with me. So much appreciate the time that we're together. We're talking about the issues of the day, because it's a big deal to talk about the issues of the day. You guys know that. You know how crazy it is, right? Or am I sleeping here? I better not be sleeping. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. All right, back at it again. Like I said to you, Brad Dacus had a few little technical difficulties, but we're gonna have him in the next hour. I got some legal stuff to run down with him. I want you to hear about it. I'm surprised at what's going on. Biden loses the American Samoa primary to an unknown candidate. Well, you know they don't get to vote, right? They get to send delegates, that kind of stuff, but they don't get to vote. So Donald Trump, right, we're going to talk about Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Maine, Massachusetts, really. Oklahoma, Tennessee, Arkansas, Colorado, Minnesota, and Texas. I mean, he's, for all intents and purposes, come on, he's cleaning up, right? What do you think? So you really just take your time, pay attention, get informed. That's the big part. You got to get informed. And then it's no big deal after that. He's still talking. Okay, I can't do it. You know, I can't take up the whole time with his speech. You guys can always pick it up later on. Right, because there's other news going on. I know some of you think it's the most important thing happening, and it is to a big degree, but we already know what happened. happens as happening. Right? He's kicking butt. He's taking names. And believe me, he's taking names. No question about it. All right, I'll give you a brief update, okay? Trump looks like he's up to about 413. Let me see. And Haley's up to about 52. Although, she's still got nothing, right? California hasn't dropped yet, but he's obviously still winning in Alabama. These are big numbers, big spreads, right? You look at Arkansas. California hasn't dropped yet. Good luck there. In Colorado, again, 62% of the vote. Massachusetts, 61% of the vote. Maine, he's got 71%. She's getting nothing. She's virtually getting no traction. In Minnesota, 68%. North Carolina, Trump's got 74%. Oklahoma, 81%. You do the math after that. Right? Tennessee, 77%. Texas is at 77% as well. And man, big numbers there. Virginia, same thing there. Trump has broken away, well away from Nikki. It was funny because it was even 1% of the vote, and then Nikki, they were kind of neck and neck. They were still calling it for him. And mostly because of the exit polling. Vermont, she's got him by about 2,000 votes. Gee, I wonder where that came from. He's got North Dakota. I mean, seriously, he's in. He's got them. Now, where do you think it goes from here? When does she back out? Anybody? Anybody want to start taking bets? I guess that's the biggest question here, right? I'd be curious. It's really that simple for me. I'd be curious. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This was going to cause trouble. The new research, actually it's not new, anyone was going to told you this a while back, but new research say that psych experts call left-wing leaders psychopathic. Can you imagine? The article originally appeared in WND.com, and the article calls out and says, basically, Barack Obama cited as a perfect example of malignant narcissistic personality disorder, and the Biden administration, which insisted Donald Trump, I love this, which insisted that Donald Trump's re-election would be very bad for America, enthusiastically supports, you know, the removal of organs from our young people, right? Thousands of troubled kids. It's obsessed with ushering in as many millions of illegal aliens as it can. Without any real check. I mean, they're dropping them off in your cities, people. Fentanyl smugglers, MS-13 gang members, child sex traffickers. Legions of military-aged Chinese men. Did you see them? Have you seen the reports of the Chinese camps where they're coming up and up from? I know, it's all craziness, right? We've always been wrong. We've never been right about any of this stuff. Sorry, you're wrong. And that's what the problem is. The problem is pride. You're so afraid of being wrong. You're so afraid that we're going to go, look, we've been right. What's your problem? That you can't give in. What's it, too embarrassing? Anyway, the Biden administration, which insists Donald Trump's re-election would be very bad for America. Right? And all the surrogates are out there. All the media is out there talking about how, you know, he's going to put you in camp. Same, go back and look the first time he ran. Even though they weren't sure he was going to win, this was all stuff they were throwing at him back then. Okay, I mean, and they're doing it again. Anyway, Pick one of the many examples of this craziness. Right? The insanity recently demanded via its FAA that U.S. airlines employ more people, including pilots, that have severe intellectual and psychiatric problems. Because that's what I want. I want a pilot who's not mentally stable. Let that sink in. Look, I don't care about your bleeding heart. I don't care if you think I'm making people feel bad. But the bottom line, I do not want somebody who's suffering from severe depression, who has suicidal tendencies, who goes into fits of rage. You really want that person flying your plane? I mean, if you do, maybe you're the one that needs psychiatric care. No, really, in all sincerity. We did a story on the show a couple of months back about a young lady that was raped by a black man. And I throw that in there because when you hear her reasoning. And when they finally got him or caught him, and she identified him, they were talking about how she needed to press charges and all this. And she said, well, wait, whoa. What could happen to him if I press charges? And they said, well, he'll probably go to jail for X amount of time and this, that, the other thing. He was a young man. So I can't do that. And they were horrified. Why can't you do that? Because he has a tough enough life as a black man. A young black man at that. And now to have a rape on his record, it's just not right. It'll make his life miserable. Guaranteed that person wasn't a conservative. All right? Guaranteed. And some of you out there go, so what's wrong with that? She had a moment of compassion. That's not compassion. That man, I don't care whether he was black, white, green, purple, whatever color he was or wasn't, took control of somebody else's body, forced himself on somebody else in a way they didn't want it. They didn't want it forced on them. Okay? And that's all right? So, in the name of equity and inclusion, what if it was a white guy? Gotta ask. Joe Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up. A lot more stats coming up. Right after the break, you're listening to Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, that helps. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And truly be, you know what? You're not the problem anymore. If you do your homework, you get informed, and I don't care, you know, hey, you believe me, you believe them, you believe whatever. Right? You want to be able to make informed decisions. When you make decisions based on what your party tells you, yeah, ain't right. Not cool, not right. All right? And with everything going on, you need to be sure that you know what you're doing. You need to be sure that you know why you hit the box you hit, why you pressed the button you pressed. You know, and I used to say that all the time. I used to say, look, you need to know why. When I say that, I mean, you need to know why that you are voting the way you're voting. That you press the buttons that you press, that you believe what you say you believe. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you part of the process. Ain't that hard to use my best of English. All right. Hey, the markets took a tumble today. Right? I thought they were all good. I thought we were there. Not a problem. You know, the economy was just thriving. But I think what's happening, some of them are starting to see the what's going on with the Biden administration when it comes to the banking industry. And they're looking to consolidate, right? And there have some banks now that are looking at insolvency because of some of the new rules that they're putting in place for these banks. So I know, I won't say they're friends, I have acquaintances that are presidents of smaller banks, smaller regional type of banks, banks that actually help small companies do business and grow and become better. Which is why it's such a big deal when these small banks go to business or the regulations are tightened up on them. If it wasn't for a small bank where I live, in the area I live, where I knew the president of the bank, I got to know her after a while. When we hit hard times, or when our clients hit hard times, which made it hard for us, then when they were able to give us short-term loans so that we could make it through, we could pay our people. Because that was always the thing on my mind. And then, you know, I love how they claim business people are cold-hearted, whatever. We were always concerned. We always wanted to make sure, Tammy and I, that we were able to pay our help. Right? Seriously, and that is a big deal. We left. Look, we're not saints. Good business people do this, but we always left our paychecks in the drawer if we didn't have enough to pay the help. The help always got paid first, and that's the way it should be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You know, there were exit polls being conducted, and I don't know who did this one. There were exit polls being conducted, and in order to really determine what issues are the top concerns of Republicans and Democrats alike, the results probably won't surprise you. I mean, seriously. And apparently our own Jennifer Van Laar of Red State has written a piece all around it. Now, for Republicans, the top issues is the border crisis and the unchecked illegal immigration. For Democrats, not so much. For Democrats, the top, I just don't understand, the top issue was abortion. Right? For the GOP, it was the border crisis. So you don't care what happens in your cities to your kids. You don't care what's going on with all the lawlessness. As long as you have a right to take out a baby in the womb, defenseless. Got it. An exit poll, super. I mean, what does that say for our society? Where have we gone? An exit poll of Super Tuesday voters conducted by Decision Desk HQ found predictable differences between Dems and Republicans regarding issues they're most concerned about. The poll surveyed absentee, early, and day of voters. Democrat voters prioritized abortion, with 27% citing it as their top issue. The economy ranked second. Sure, listen, we can't feed the kids, but we can get rid of a baby. Education ranked third. Wow, they've done a great job, haven't they? Despite significant pundit classification, pundit class anticipation of progressive voters, the responses to President Biden's stance on Israel-Gaza conflict, only 9% of Democrat voters cited foreign policy as their top issue. Ranked at like number 5 overall. Republican voters prioritized immigration with 44%. You know, because so much more comes from that. It's not just illegal immigration, right? It's jobs. It's the economy at that point. It's how much money we have to give back and do. It was followed by the economy as number two. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley continues to perform better than former President Trump among self-identified independent Democrat voters. Although, I don't know what questions they ask. Now, President Biden, it shows, doesn't have to walk his fine line with Hamas supporters, as he thought. This is all out of these exit polls, coming out of these exit polls. So these are fresh and new. Right? The failure of the whole uncommitted movement, as we've seen repeatedly, these radicals are loud, but they really don't really have an effect. Right? If they're loud, they scare you away, they win. If they're loud, they do nothing. It just proves the point. The same point we've been talking about over and over and over again. Right? I mean, not that hard. It's not brain surgery. Oh, that would help, wouldn't it? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But it's amazing the Dems are so focused, laser focused on abortion. Right? The country's being overrun. We've got now probably a lot more than 8 million illegals that are here. We don't know where they are. We don't know where they came from. We've got an economy that's in the tank. We've got food prices that are out of control. They're getting rid of our gas reserve. I talked about that the other night. Right? It's just getting worse. The economy should be at least among the top two. And how it's affected. Here in California, as the deficit keeps rising and rising and rising, our illustrious governor, Governor Newsom, he has decided that he wants to give another, what was it, $1.1 billion to illegals to take care of their health care. Right? These kids can go to college for free, but not ours. We're going to give 20%, up to 20% for the down payment on two illegals. Are you with me? Can you see why people are teed off? Or they just don't, maybe they're too dull to know or understand or realize what this does to them as a whole. No, really, seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me see, what do I got? Any good stuff? Nah, nothing really changed. You already know what's happening. We're waiting for the, let me see, after 8, probably after 8 o'clock California time, is when you'll start to see some of the mail-in ballots and such start to dump here in California and Alaska. We'll see what's going on. Anyway, all right, sorry. I'm getting distracted like you guys are, too. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, President Trump and Elon Musk apparently had a secret meeting to talk about the general election, the protections that would be in place. Right, this was leaked or reported by the New York Times. You know what I'll do? I will save this for the next hour. You need to hear this. Pretty important. Pretty big deal. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Brad Dacus joins us in the next hour. Got a lot of little legal issues I want to run by him. See where his head is at with all of them. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Come on back. I got a lot to talk about. I'm sure you want to hear it.